6 o'clock sharp on this Monday, April 12th, and it is another edition of Crunch Time here at your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3. Crunch Time is presented by OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority in Lawrenceburg and throughout the tri-state. To learn more about their great services at OrthoCincy.com. That is OrthoCincy.com. I'm Double T Travis there. Good evening to you. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time. As mentioned, just a few minutes ago and throughout the day, we are featuring the East Central Trojans football program. We're going to talk to head coach Jake Miners and a few of his star senior players that are going to be moving on to play college football, and they will be joining the show here in just a few minutes. But as we do to start the show each and every Monday, going to run down some of our Crunch Time headlines, and this was not planned. I don't mean to say the word Harrison with the Trojans in the house, but we do have to talk about a young lady who is blazing a trail in high school wrestling, and we've already talked about her a little bit on the show. Chloe Deerwester was recently named the 2021 SWO WCA Girls Division Wrestler of the Year, and she broke onto the scene back in December, was the first girl in program history to win a varsity wrestling match at Harrison, and then she would go on to win the state championship at 106 pounds in February, went 4-0 at that state finals, winning all four of her matches by pinfall. She was 32-1 on the season and continues to gain exposure here in the area, not only for her and the Harrison program, but for girls wrestling in general, which continues to not be a sanctioned sport in Ohio. So there is a big social media campaign going on to get this sport sanctioned so that these girls can get their due officially at the state level with their own state tournament. So kudos to Chloe Deerwester and the rest of the Harrison team and some of our other local teams that have girls wrestling and are continuing to press the button there and try to get that a sanctioned sport. While we're talking female athletes, let's head on over to Lawrenceburg High School and talk about some of their girls soccer players that are going to be moving on to play collegiately. Just last week, three of the girls soccer players at Lawrenceburg signing their letters of intent to their respective universities and college they are going to go to. I'm going to start with Holly Nippenberg, who is going to be continuing her academic and athletic career at Mount St. Joseph University in Cincinnati. So she'll stay close to home so the family and friends can come see her play in college. And as a senior, she was named the EIAC Defensive Co-MVP along with EC's Sophie Brown Dyke, and also plays some club ball with the team out of Cincinnati. So Holly Nippenberg, a tough defender there for Lawrenceburg, and is going to go on to play at Mount St. Joseph's. And she's going to be joined by another local product in South Dearborn's Gracie Collins, who also signed her letter of intent last week. So rivals going to become teammates at Mount St. Joseph. That's pretty cool stuff there. Like to see that. Two other Lawrenceburg soccer standouts heading to Louisville to play collegiately, but they're not going to be teammates, which means they're going to different schools. Olivia Bosch and Brooklyn Allen signing their letters of intent last week. Bosch is going to go to Spalding University. She was the primary goalkeeper for the Lady Tigers this past season, over 1,000 minutes in goal, logging 40 saves. And then Allen, she's going to go to Bellarmine, and she scored 8 goals and had 4 assists. As a senior, the Lady Tigers had a nice year, 12-4, and were second in the EIAC behind East Central. All right, moving on to some basketball topics here. We've talked a little bit about Paige Ledford and her great career out at Jacksonville. She's going to be moving on to Thomas More University. They just recently played for the D3 National Championship. They've actually won that three times since 2014. They finished as the national runner-up this season, but they are going to be getting a double-double machine as Paige Ledford has over 1,200 career points and over 1,000 rebounds, one of 13 players in Indiana State history to accomplish that feat. She did average a double-double this season and actually earned some recognition on the national level. She was one of 700 high school basketball players to be nominated for the annual McDonald's All-American game. So congratulations to Paige Ledford on a fantastic career, and we'll certainly be keeping our eye on her as she continues her basketball playing days at Thomas More University. And we're going to talk about a classmate of the gentleman sitting to my right, Logan Rohrbacher, participated in the top 60 boys workout at Marion over the weekend, or was at least slated to, and Luke Collinsworth's in the house. He was one of the players that was considered for that top 60 workout, and Logan was a teammate of yours on the basketball floor. Before we get into football talk, Luke, have you gotten any indication from Logan about how that workout went? Did he end up participating in it?
Yeah, he was on one team there. I think they had like 10 separate teams, and they just played games all day long. They said if he played really well and competed, because it was obviously the best of the best in Indiana, a lot of the guys there signed Division I letters a couple months ago, and Logan said he competed real well and did really good.
Well, every time I came out to a basketball this season, you and Logan had about 25 points apiece, so how much fun was it playing with him?
It's really awesome playing with him. Me and him played together for 2 years in middle school and then 3 years in high school, and we have really good chemistry, and it was just fun playing with him all year long.
Well, I'm certain he's going to lock down a place to play some college basketball. I don't know of any place right now that's been officially announced, but we certainly wish Logan the best of luck moving forward in his basketball playing career. And as you just heard from Luke Collinsworth, we're going to move into the bulk of our show here tonight. It is Crunch Time, presented by OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Check out their services at OrthoCincy.com. We are joined by East Central Trojans varsity head football coach Jake Miners and three of his star players from this past season, Luke Collinsworth, Cole Veal, and Jake Fike. And we do want to start with you, Coach. 2020 season went 8-3, 3-0 in the EIAC 4A division, so another conference championship. Now that you've had some time to kind of digest that 2020 season, what were some of your takeaways from the Trojans playing in 2020?
Yeah, first and foremost, I think we were just lucky to get a full football season in. You know, we were able to play each and every game that was on our schedule, which is a huge feat. And even into June of last year, we weren't really sure whether we would get all those games in, and to go on and have a successful season is wonderful. You know, we don't like to lose in St. Leon, of course, so we don't like those three losses. But, you know, those three losses ended up being Ron Colley won a state championship, Chittard won a state championship at a 3A level, and we lost to Mooresville, who lost to Ron Colley in the semi-state championship. So, you know, each of those games we're within one score. Chittard was 10-0, but was pretty close to being a one score most of the way. And so I think overall we had a pretty successful season. Of course, every year we want to go win or compete for a state championship. So obviously those are goals moving forward for us. But we had a great year. You know, we got the guys out. The guys really competed, did everything that we asked of them, and won a lot of football games along the way.
And one of the things I've always appreciated about your program is you don't play a lot of cupcakes, especially out of conference. That's kind of the point there, DC. You want to be battle-tested going into the playoffs. So to play some of those teams you just mentioned, that's something that's probably going to continue down their line as well.
Yeah, we were fortunate to pick up Chittard, you know, through our schedule scramble is what we were calling it, because Harrison, you know, they weren't able to play Indiana schools.
Right.
And so unfortunately we weren't able to get that game in, but we ended up picking up Indianapolis Chittard, and which is a great game for us. Unfortunately, that won't be on our schedule next year, but we did pick up Garen Catholic in place of Greensburg. So Greensburg couldn't fit us on our schedule anymore, so we picked up Garen Catholic for the next 2 years. And anytime we get an opportunity to go out and schedule a game, we're going to go out and try to find great competition, and I think Garen will bring that. We play Moeller again you know, the next two seasons. We just signed a two-year contract with them at all three levels, which is fantastic. You know, we're looking forward to playing Harrison again, which is always quality competition. And so the way that the schedule's kind of worked itself out here through COVID, we've had a few opportunities to be able to reach out to other teams and to be able to play them. It's not just at the varsity level. We have St. X signed up to play at the freshman level next season. We will play Moeller at the freshman and JV level. So we really try to challenge our guys and challenge them early, because we know when it comes crunch time in the playoffs, we want to be right there. We want to be battle-tested, and we want our guys to have confidence in those big games.
All right, well, let's bring in some of the young men that you brought here tonight. I'll start with you over there, Cole. Now, looking back on this 2020 season, we mentioned COVID-19. It's obviously something that people have been talking about for a long time, but was it particularly difficult to navigate a season during a global pandemic? How'd you guys kind of get along maneuvering through the season?
It was definitely different for most of us, you know, because usually we go in the locker room all at once, and it wasn't like it this year. We were all separate. You know, sometimes I wouldn't even see some of the offensive guys. I would only be with my defensive guys, and it was definitely a little weird, because I like chit-chatting with, you know, everybody, and you know, but following the protocols and stuff like that, just to have a season is what we were going to do. And I think it was even harder for, like, the coaches, because, you know, they had to keep us all in line, and they didn't want to get in trouble and get us and have our season, you know, taken away from us. So we just had to listen to our coaches and do what they told us, and thank God that we had a season to play.
All right, and Luke, did you find anything particularly challenging about the 2020 season in terms of the pandemic?
Yeah, there was a lot of different things that were kind of really, really challenging. Say if you're sitting in school and you're sent by someone that tested positive and they played on a football team, you're quarantined, and a couple of games we had those instances and it kind of hurt us, but it made some different challenges out through the year and it kind of hurt us a bit, but we fought through it.
And Jake, I'll bring you in here as well. Not only did you have to deal with the pandemic, but you also had some injury problems through the 2020 season. So how do you get through that mentally? Because I was talking to Coach off the air. I was a high school athlete. It would have been really tough to not be out there on the field. So how did you kind of get through that situation?
Yeah, I started off and I sat out the first two games because I tore my labrum before, what was it, before the season?
Yeah,
and so I just punted the first two games, and I came out strong my third game, and that's when the ACL happened. I mean, it tore me down, honestly, like, because I really depended on this year and everything, and then it just went blank, and I was just like, I know, I was, like, emotional and all this, but my motivation was, like, for my knee to get better was still football, because my dream still was to play college football, and here I am. Yep. Talking about college football.
We're going to get to that just in a second. I know you guys are excited about that. We're going to kind of put a bow on the 2020 season and go back to Coach and just give you another opportunity to kind of talk about your senior class and what they meant to your program over the last 4 years.
Yeah, so, you know, four-year run, we knew that these guys were special when they stepped into our program as freshmen. You know, Luke ended up, he was playing freshman football as a freshman, ended up starting on the state championship team in 2017 there. And then, you know, Jake and Cole both stepped in really as sophomores at the varsity level. And Luke obviously had solidified his spot at the varsity level. And we knew we had something special in him. But guys can kind of go, you know, either way there when they break in early to the varsity level of I've earned my spot. I don't have to try as hard or anything like that. But this senior class was different. They continued to push the envelope. They continued to push each other. And just a really special group to deal with. These guys talked about the COVID protocols. And those are difficult. You know, as a coach, you can sit there and holler at them, you can yell at them, but it's really on these guys as seniors to make sure that everybody's following those protocols and that everybody's mentally on board. And these guys didn't bat an eye. You know, we just told them what was in front of them. When Jake went down with his injury, we rallied. I think the senior group rallied behind him, picked him up, and brought him on board and said, hey, no, you're still a part of us. And so to see a group collectively go through something such as the pandemic, such as serious injuries, and to collectively still go out on the football field and compete and have all kinds of fun together, it's really special to see as a coach.
All right, and one thing I want to let the young men talk about here is a couple players maybe to keep our eye on for next season that are going to be starring for the Trojans. It could be in your particular position group or just somebody that you thought flashed really well in 2020. We'll start with you, Luke.
I think it's going to be the obvious. I think Josh Ringer is going to be he's going to be special the next couple of years, next 3 years. He's probably going to be starting a running back the next 3 years, and I think he is definitely a person to look out for.
All right, Jake, you got one?
I was going to go with Josh Ringer, too. He really, because I was always there with the running backs, obviously, and I would tell him and Hunter Simmons, actually, he's got a big year coming for him, too, on offense or defense. And Josh Ringer, he just surprised me. He just went out and gave it his all, and he was putting up some big numbers.
Awesome. All right. And Cole, you give us another name or two that might be starring for EC coming up in the fall of 2021.
I think it's going to be his brother, Sam. He takes a lot of crap from the coaches because they think Josh is a better football player than him. And, you know, when I was playing him with this year, he didn't really care. He just let him talk. And, you know, he'd just brush it by and he'd go and smoke somebody. And I just start laughing at him. But, you know, unfortunately, during wrestling this year, he blew out his knee and he's coming back from the recovery time right now. And I think he's really going to shine because he's one of us. Like, he really wants to go to the next level and play football. And I think once he's clear to play, I think it's week three or four is when they're hoping he can be back.
Okay.
I think he's going to come back, and he's going to be super strong. I mean, I've seen what he's been doing right now, and he's trying everything he can to get back on that field.
Yeah, I really hope he can come back next year in week three because he was definitely number two on my list. He's something special.
All right, Coach, you got any other names that might be somebody you're looking to stand out in 2021?
I could go down the list of the next guys because we're pretty fortunate within our program that guys play as seniors, and you know, we graduate a big senior class every year, and so some guys that haven't had that opportunity to necessarily shine, I was just talking about the other day, you know, it's their opportunity, their turn. You know, some names I think to look out for would be a Cooper Hogue. He did start for us last year, but he had a great season, and he was our team most improved player. He's going to have a fantastic year. Charlie Houston's another one. He's a great wrestler. He's one to keep an eye on. And you know, we have a lot of kids up front. We graduated a pretty special offensive line, but the names of Lucas Adams, Casey McQueen's coming back to be a starter up front. Noah Hauser is going to be up front. You know, so I keep going with a ton of list of guys. You know, that I think that it'll just be their opportunity to step up and shine, and I think that's exciting as a coach. I think that's exciting as a player to get that opportunity.
Well, I'm sure we'll catch up again sometime before the first game in August. We'll talk a little bit more about the players coming back, but I appreciate the insight here in April. And before we get to these three young men and talking a little bit about their college choices, I want to give a shout-out to Nathan Griffin, who's going to play at Western Kentucky. Can you talk a little bit about him?
Yeah, Nathan was a special player for us. He's played line. Well, actually, his freshman year was a safety for us. And then he grew out of the safety position, ended up being a linebacker for the last 3 years. Special talent. One of the most athletic kids that I've seen play at his weight and size. He got an opportunity as a preferred walk-on down at Western Kentucky. His sister runs track down there. So, Nate is an incredible student. He's an incredible player. He actually ended up on the All-State team as a tight end, which is kind of interesting because he ended up there this year because of contact tracing. Our tight ends were contact traced, and we needed to throw Nate in there at tight end, and he ends up on the All-State team. So he's a special player. I think his best football is ahead of him, along with all these guys. You know, we want them to go out and represent themselves, represent the community out on Saturdays.
You guys got some nice words to say about Nathan and his going on to Western Kentucky?
Yeah, he's a really good player. He's really big. I think he's up to like 220 now. And I think he'll end up getting a scholarship at Western Kentucky because he's a really, really hard worker, and he works really hard in the classroom, and I think he'll end up doing good things in the future.
Well, those stories are always cool when someone goes somewhere as a walk-on and end up getting the scholarship. You see the videos on social media all the time. Let's hope that happens for Nathan. So we'll talk a little bit more about your guys' college choices. We're going to start with Jake over here. You just talked about how it was your dream to play college football, and you're going to be heading up to Marion University in Indianapolis. So what went behind the choice to go to Marion?
Well, when I first got injured, I had a few colleges talk to me, and then after that, it just went like blank. Like no one else was like messaging me or anything. I had to reach out more, obviously, and put myself out there. And then I was really set on Marion. Like I love Marion. I've been up there multiple times, and I know they have a great football program. And then they were the only ones that really stick with me, whatever. And I made my choice, and I'm so pumped to go to college. I'm so ready to start playing football again, and I just can't wait.
Now, I know at the college level sometimes you can talk about position changes, but I'm just certain you're going to stick at running back there at Marion
University.
Yeah,
my plan's to stay at running back, but if they need me somewhere else, I'm more than happy to go somewhere else.
And I'm sure your junior year was a big one for you that kind of put you on the map to start that recruitment. You had a monster junior year. Take us back to that junior year. How good did it feel to you know, have such a special season statistically?
Yeah, junior year, I felt like I was at my peak, like in high school football. I just knew everything, like down to a peak, and I loved it, and I put up some big numbers, and I just always had a smile on my face the whole season and after that. And then coming into my senior year, I really depended on that. And obviously, you know what happened. But yeah, my junior year was really what set the numbers high for me. But
now, I don't know if you have any relationship with Braden York from Lawrenceburg, but he's also going to be going to Marion University. Have you had any conversations with Braden?
I've talked to him recently about going up to Marion. We're just both excited, you know. But he came to battle Rocky Top. He was on our team, so I came close with him then, and then we've just been in touch ever since.
Now, you can still beat him in a foot race. I know he's pretty fleet-footed, but you're faster than him, right?
He'll beat me right now, but here in a few months, I'll get him.
All right. So, Coach, what is Marion University getting in Jake Fike?
Yeah, they're getting a special talent and, you know, a team captain. I think the thing about Jake is we all see what he can do on Friday nights. We all see what he can do on the football field. But it's the behind-the-scenes stuff, always willing to work with people. You know, Jake ends up injured, and he's still showing up to practice. He's trying to help out Hunter Soans. He's trying to help out Josh Ringer. And so he's a true reflection on what it means to be a team football player. And I know we got a few other Trojans up there that he's pretty excited to play with, David Badescu and Justin Brown. So, you know, I think Marion's going to be a great opportunity for Jake. We were very excited about the opportunity when it came down. We weren't really sure there for a couple weeks whether that was going to come or not, but they're getting a special player, and I think that they know that. They're extremely excited about him, extremely excited to complete his recovery from his ACL injury and to get back on the football field.
All right, and one final follow-up question with some of the guys that you already know. Being up there at Marion, you think that'll be helpful kind of getting you acclimated to the college life and college football?
Yes. Dave Badescu, he's been one of my best friends for a long time, and I'm actually rooming with him next year.
Sweet.
So I'm really excited about that. And then he's rooming with Justin Brown, which is the former EC too, but he's going to be a senior by my freshman year, so he's moving in with, like, a girlfriend or something.
All right. Well, he's opened up a spot for you, so that's not too bad.
I'm excited to get up there with Dave and, you know, reminisce on the old times playing football and
get some more W's in the books for Marion. Yeah. There you go. All right, you're listening to you're listening to Crunch Time. It's presented by Ortho Sensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Rob Auer, Brian Whistle, and Roman Trimba, conveniently located right here in Lawrenceburg, so it's easy to find the orthopedic specialist you need. And we are expecting to have Dr. Roman Trimba come through next week to talk a little bit more about Ortho Sensi, so that's going to be good stuff there. We'll move on to you, Cole, and you're heading up to the Circle City, Indianapolis, to University of Indianapolis. So what went into that college choice?
Coach Keevers and Coach Enoch, they were on my butt pretty hard about coming up and visiting and, you know, checking out the campus and whatnot. And at first, you know, I wanted to check it out, you know, see what they're like, because they're a Division II program. And I wasn't really for sure what I was going to see when I got up there. I didn't know if it was going to be home, you know. But once I got up there, I mean, I felt instantly like it was somewhere I wanted to be. Coach Keevers and Coach Enoch, they made me feel super welcome. You know, as soon as I walked in the door, I didn't even know this coach that was welcoming me in, but he already knew my name. And they're like, "Man, we've seen film on you, and you're a bad unit. We want you to get up here and play for us." And I was like, "I don't even know who you are, but thanks, man." But now I know most of their coaching staff, and you know, I'm super familiar with them, and I'm really comfortable with them. And I went to a practice. Let's see, I want to say March or February, and watching them fly around, have fun, it kind of reminded me of East Central football. You know, it was like, the only sad part about it is it's not going to be the same people I'm playing with that I'm used to have fun with, but I'm ready to meet some new people up there and play ball again with them guys and see what it's like.
All right, so you're going to be sticking at linebacker for U of I?
Yeah, they said I thought they were going to try to move me outside or, you know, see what they want to do, but they really want me to play in the middle, at middle linebacker. And, you know, I'm really familiar with that spot. I played there since my junior year of high school. And right now they're in their season. So I'm still waiting for Coach Keevers to give me that playbook so I can figure out these blitzes and stuff. So hopefully I can get some playing time next year on the field.
Very good. And you'll be somewhat close to home. It's not too bad of a drive up to Indy. Did that kind of play into your decision a little bit too, knowing that family, friends could come up and see you play?
Yeah, I didn't care if I moved far away. But then again, I thought about, you know, my family and friends that wanted to come and watch me play. And it was just like home again, and, you know, it's somewhere to be comfortable at and somewhere that I could also come home on the weekends, and there's no better place but U of I, so.
All right, very good. And, Coach, we'll go back to you to talk a little bit more about Cole and what type of player U of I is getting.
Yeah, well, UND, when they first you know, contacted me about Cole, that they said he is our number one blue chip recruit. We want Sweet. Him, and we want to do anything we can. So Cole's actually going up there on a full ride scholarship. They're stacking his academics and athletics,
awesome,
which
awesome.
Is fantastic news for him. But again, Cole's another kid that's been a team captain for us this past year. Really helpful with the younger guys. Wait, Cole got picked on a lot too during practice, but that's because we expected a lot out of Cole. You know, the thing about Cole is he always knows when he gets between the lines, you better watch out, because he will be the most competitive son of gun on the field, and he will do whatever it takes. And it doesn't matter. We joke around about the Harrison game 2 years ago. It didn't matter if it's in four quarters or overtime. Cole Veal is going to bring it every play.
All right, a couple more questions for you, Cole, that I just popped into my mind. One, what does it mean to have that full ride scholarship, and did you consider at all wrestling at the college level?
Yeah, so when the coaches were still talking me about wrestling, because, you know, they're still trying to be involved with me, and I asked them, I said, what do you think if UIndy asked me to come and wrestle for them, because they have a really good wrestling program up there? And they said, actually, since you're on that full ride scholarship, we can't afford you getting hurt or anything. I was like, ah.
Made a decision for you.
Yeah, I was like, all right, I can take that, you know. So yeah. I won't be pressured into trying to wrestle up there too. But, that full ride means a lot. I mean, that's one big thing that most of the high school coaches sat me down and talked about. They said, listen, you know, I'm almost 45 years old. I'm still sitting here paying debt off from college. He was like, you're going up there to play football, and you're going to get it for free. He's like,
you're preaching to the choir right now.
He's like, Coach Kirschgash, and I was talking about, and he said, I think you need to be smart about this and just take that full ride. And he's like, just have fun with it. He's like, then you're coming out of college and debt-free, and you're on your own.
Well, that's a good coach giving you some good guidance there, and we wish you the best up there at UIndy. And now we got to talk to Luke a little bit about his college commitment, and you're going to be heading down the road about 25 miles or so and playing for the University of Cincinnati. How did this all come about? Because you had multiple D1 offers. What was it about Cincinnati that stood out for you?
Yeah, I had a couple D1 offers, and I was really considering either UC, Purdue, or IU, and I kind of, towards the end of my recruitment, I kind of brought it down to UC and Purdue. I really like both of them. Honestly, I went to UC and Purdue back-to-back just because I knew those were my final two. And I was like, UC is where I want to be, because obviously last year they had an amazing year.
Mm-hmm.
Should have won in that bowl game, but ended up losing. But they're going to be special in the next couple of years. Coach Fickell, he is one of the best college coaches in college football. Offensive line coach, Coach Crook, and then their recruiting coordinator, Coach Mason. They were all on my butt every day talking to me, trying to get me down there. And I think another reason why I committed there is because it's really close to home, and I really wanted to stay close to home. So I'm excited to get down there, and hopefully I can make an impact early.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a big Ohio State fan, so I've followed Luke Fickell pretty closely. Yeah. And now that he's down here in Cincinnati, I wanted to see that program thrive. Have you had any one-on-one time with Luke, and what are your impressions of the head coach there at UC?
I haven't really had any one-on-one time with him, but I've obviously talked to him a lot with other coaches around. Like I said, he's one of the best coaches in college football, and I think UC is going to be something really good in the next a lot of years.
Now, do we need to start campaigning for UC to be a legitimate threat to get into the college football playoff?
Because our schedule next year, we have IU, Indiana, and Notre Dame on our schedule. So hopefully, if we go undefeated, we can at least get considered for the college football playoffs.
Well, I think it's time to start considering schools like UC more seriously, especially after the performance against Georgia. Like you mentioned, they probably should have won that ball game.
Most definitely should have won that ball game, yes.
I imagine this is going to be a dream come true and a lot of fun for you to go play D1 football.
Oh, yes, for sure. It's been one of my goals basically my whole life, and I'm excited. Very excited.
Now, I asked the other gentlemen about their positions and if they're going to stick with where they played in high school. Are you going to stick at tackle? Do they have any conversations about playing you to guard or anything?
I was actually talking to Landon Fickell, which he committed there. He went to Moeller. He's Luke Fickell's son. Mm-hmm. He's playing there. And he said he moved to center. He played tackle in high school. And he said the guard and center spots are kind of taken. So, and then he said the tackle spots are still kind of open. So I'm hoping I can. I think no matter what, I'm going to stay a tackle down there, but hopefully I can go down there and compete early for a spot. That's the goal.
And I imagine going to a D1 school, you have some aspirations of maybe even making it a little bit further in life. Potential talk about the pros. Is it too early for that, or is it something that's in the back of your mind?
I got a long way to go. A long way to go, but it's obviously in the back of my mind, and that's somewhere I want to be one day. That'd be really awesome.
All right, and you guys are also going to be taking classes at these schools, so I'd be remiss if I didn't ask if you had some majors lined up or something that maybe you're looking forward to studying. Anything like that, or are you just going to kind of see how it goes?
I'm just going for business management.
All right, Jake?
I'm going for business management as well.
All right, cool.
I'm still deciding between criminal justice and business.
All right. Well, at least you guys got something in mind. That's a good place to start going in as freshmen as we are winding down our show here. I want to leave everybody with one last thing. I want all of you three to share your favorite memory from playing football for East Central High School. I'll give you a second to think about it here.
But, I have two. Can I give you both of them?
Yeah, you
do
too. Yeah.
Probably, honestly, the best moment was playing at Lucas Oil my freshman year. I was more worried about the freaking stadium than playing the game. I played so bad that game. But we ended up winning, and obviously that was probably one of the best moments of my life. And then the second was beating Harrison on the goal line stand my junior year, I think it was, at home. It was we beat them in overtime on a goal line stand, and we just stormed the field and went crazy. It was pretty awesome.
All right. Jake, you got a favorite memory from high school?
Obviously, winning state freshman year. Me and Cole were one of the freshmen that got the dress, so we were out there. But we didn't play, but we were going crazy on the sidelines every time we scored or anything big happened. And then, obviously, my junior year, when we played Greenwood, I was pushing 300 yards, had 5 touchdowns. I was just feeling it that game, and that was just a highlight of my junior year. And it was awesome to be able to do that.
Sweet. All right, Cole, wrap it up for us.
All right. Probably from this year, it would have been playing Moeller. Big GCL team coming in, and we didn't know what to expect. You know, a lot of kids were nervous because some of them were first-time starters. And I just kind of ran it down. I said, this is no other team that we're playing. You know, we just played Chittard last week. They beat us 10-0. Either way, we could have won that game, and we lost that game, which is no big deal. But I said, we need to go out here, and we need to show them, like, what St. Leon's about. And that whole game, I just set the tone. Defense, I was killing them. In offense, you know, I was just running 5 yards up the middle because I was that fullback. but I mean, just holding them because they were coming back on us, and finally beat them 21-6. And it was like the greatest accomplishment ever because we worked hard all week, and we were so pumped up to that whole game. You know, even when Jake got hurt, there was a lot of us that were bruised up bad. And, you know, winning the Skyline MVP was something crazy because I was like, oh, wow, I won this. I had no idea. I forgot, you know, we did an interview with Crosstown Showdown with them. But just have everyone just looking up in the stands and seeing everyone behind my back and all of our backs. That community is something special out there. I mean, it don't matter if it's rain, snow, if it's whatever. I mean, the stands are packed. Even when the COVID this year, they snuck a few in over the fences. But, I mean, they had to do what they had to do, you know. But, yeah, it's something that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life.
Well, that's awesome. I thank you guys so much for sharing, being so open about your college commitments, and we wish you nothing but the best moving forward. And we also wish the East Central football program nothing but the best. And it's not really a surprise. We'll be at Lawrenceburg on August 20th when you start the season against the Tigers. So thank you so much for coming out tonight, Coach Miners. As always, we're going to catch up a little bit later on this year and talk some more EC football. But that has been Crunch Time for this April 12th. Crunch Time is presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Learn more about their services at OrthoSensi.com. Another big thanks to the East Central Trojans football team for coming out. A lot of fun tonight here on Eagle Country 99.3.